Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Ram Goldera and today Masechus Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Ches, the 8th parak, Yesh Nochlin. This daf is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas Avi Umori Moshe Ben Bero. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, this daf quotes seven rulings sent by Rabbi Abba to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. He ruled that if one knew the boundaries of someone's land but became blind, he could not testify since he could no longer see the boundaries. Shmuel disagrees because he can precisely describe the boundaries using identifying marks from surrounding fields. Shmuel agrees he cannot testify about a garment, but Rav Sheshes said he can precisely describe its measurements. Rav Sheshes agrees he cannot testify about a metal bar, but Rav Papa said he can accurately describe its weight. However, a braisa proves a blind person is always disqualified. It states that if one became related through marriage after witnessing information, or became a cheresh, or blind, or a shota, he is disqualified from testifying. If the disqualifying factor disappeared before the testimony, he may testify. The braisa concludes with a general rule. Kol shetchilaso osofa bepasulos pasul. Any testimony whose beginning, meaning the witnessing, or the end, the delivery of testimony, was in a disqualified state, is invalid. If he was qualified both at the beginning and the end, the testimony is valid. This apparently superfluous rule teaches that a blind man may never testify. Point number two, Rabbi Abba sent Rav Yosef Bar Chama. If one says, Titol ishti ke'echad min habanim, my wife should take a share in my estate like one of my sons, notelis ke'echad min habanim, she takes a share like one of the sons. This directive was either given by a shchimera, a gravely ill person, whose verbal instructions can transfer property, or the transfer was effected through a kinyan. Rava clarified, b'nechasim shel akshav, this gift only applies to properties he owns now at the time of his instructions. The Rashbam explains that even according to the opinion that one can transfer future property, he must explicitly say so. Rava also said, u'babanim habani lachmachan, the share is calculated based on the sons who come into existence after the instructions, like an heir would. Thus, if he has more sons in the interim, or if any sons die, her share will change accordingly. And point number three, Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. If a lender withdraws a loan document against his friend saying he wasn't paid, and the borrower says he paid half, and then Adim testify he paid it fully, or as in Nishba, this borrower swears that he paid half, like an ordinary partial admission, and the lender collects half from the borrower's own properties based on the borrower's admission. He cannot collect from properties the borrower sold to others because they can say, Anana Adim Samachinan, we rely on the witnesses who said the loan was paid in full. Rabbi Abba added that even according to Rabbi Kiva, who exempts someone from swearing when he admitted owing more than he had to, like a Meshi Beveda, one who returns a lost object, here the borrower must swear because Heked Ika Adim, where there are witnesses, Irtusa Irtas, the borrower may have been afraid they would testify to the lender's benefit, and therefore he partially admitted and not voluntarily. Although Marba Ravashi objects to this point, the halacha follows Rabbi Abba. So once again, the three points are number one. This daf quotes seven rulings sent by Rabbi Abba to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. He ruled that if one knew the boundaries of someone's land but became blind, he could not testify since he could no longer see the boundaries. Shmuel disagrees because he can precisely describe the boundaries using identifying marks from surrounding fields. Shmuel agrees he cannot testify about a garment, but Rav Sheshes said he can precisely describe its measurements. Rav Sheshes agrees he cannot testify about a metal bar, but Rav Papa said he can accurately describe its weight. However, a braisa proves a blind person is always disqualified. It states that if one became related through marriage after witnessing information, or became a cheresh, or blind, or a shota, he is disqualified from testifying. If the disqualifying factor disappeared before the testimony, he may testify. The braisa concludes with a general rule. Kol shetchilaso osofa bepasulos pasul. Any testimony whose beginning, meaning the witnessing, or the end, the delivery of testimony, was in a disqualified state, is invalid. If he was qualified both at the beginning and the end, the testimony is valid. This apparently superfluous rule teaches that a blind man may never testify. Point number two, Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. If one says, Titol ishti ke'echad min habanim, my wife should take a share in my estate like one of my sons, notelis ke'echad min habanim, she takes a share like one of the sons. This directive was either given by a shchimera, a gravely ill person, whose verbal instructions can transfer property, or the transfer was effected through a kinyan. Rava clarified, b'nechasim shel akshav, this gift only applies to properties he owns now at the time of his instructions. The Rashbam explains that even according to the opinion that one can transfer future property, he must explicitly say so. Rava also said, u'babanim habani lachmachan, the share is calculated based on the sons who come into existence after the instructions, like an heir would. Thus, if he has more sons in the interim, or if any sons die, her share will change accordingly. And point number three, Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. If a lender withdraws a loan document against his friend saying he wasn't paid, and the borrower says he paid half, and then Adem testify he paid it fully, or as in Nishba, this borrower swears that he paid half, like an ordinary partial admission, and the lender collects half from the borrower's own properties based on the borrower's admission. He cannot collect from properties the borrower sold to others because they can say, we rely on the witnesses who said the loan was paid in full. Rabbi Abba added that even according to Rabbi Kiva, who exempts someone from swearing when he admitted owing more than he had to, like a Meshi Beveda, one who returns a lost object, here the borrower must swear because Hekad Ika Adem, where there are witnesses, Irtusa Irtas, the borrower may have been afraid they would testify to the lender's benefit, and therefore he partially admitted and not voluntarily. Although Marba Ravashi objects to this point, the halacha follows Rabbi Abba. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Kuf Chav Ches, and this Siman was suggested to us from three people, from Daniel Stracher in Ranana, from Eitan Fish in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and from Uri Berger in Woodmere, New York. They all suggested that Kuf Chav Ches is 100 strong men. 100 strong men. So here goes. The 100 strong men who refused to accept testimony from a blind man that their father said his wife should receive an equal portion in their inheritance went to Basin, where they waited in line behind a man swearing that he paid half, even though Adem testified that he had paid in full. Once again, slow motion. The 100 strong men, 100 strong men, that must be learned off. The 100 strong men who refused to accept testimony from a blind man, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses giving testimony after becoming blind. Our Braisa teaches a general rule. Any testimony whose beginning, meaning the witnessing, or the end, the delivery of the testimony, was in a disqualified state is invalid. If he was qualified both at the beginning and at the end, the testimony is valid. This apparently superfluous rule teaches that a blind man may never testify. So the 100 strong men who refused to accept testimony from a blind man that the father said his wife should receive an equal portion in their inheritance, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, if one says, Tito ishti ke'echad min habanim, my wife should take a share of my estate like one of my sons, no tell us ke'echad min habanim, she takes a share like one of the sons. This directive was either given by Shechimera, a gravely ill person, whose verbal instructions can transfer property, or the transfer was effected through a kinyan. Rava clarified, this gift only applies to properties he owns now at the time of his instructions. So the 100 strong men who refused to accept testimony from a blind man that their father said his wife should receive an equal portion in their inheritance went to Basin, where they wait in line behind a man swearing that he paid half, even though Adem testified that he paid in full, which reminds Rabbi Abba sent Rabbi Yossi Bar Chama, if a lender withdraws a loan document against his friend, saying he wasn't paid, and the borrower says he paid half, and then witnesses testify he paid it fully, or as in Nishba, the borrower swears that he paid half, like an ordinary partial admission, but gova maximum in the chosim bin echorin, and the lender collects half from the borrower's own properties based on the borrower's admission. He cannot collect from properties the borrower sold to others because they can say, anan an edim samachinan, we rely on the witnesses who said the loan was paid in full. So once again, the 100 strong men refused to accept testimony from a blind man that the father said his wife should receive an equal portion in their inheritance went to Basin, where they wait in line behind a man swearing that he paid half, even though Adem testified that he had paid in full. All right, so now it's time for 4 Brabach Hazar. Daf Kuf Chaf Dalad. So the simmer Daf Kuf Chaf Dalad is cookie dough. So here goes. When the owner of the delicious cookie dough shop, cookie dough, that must be on Daf Kuf Chaf Dalad. When the owner of the delicious cookie dough shop passed away, his bechor couldn't take a double share in the new store the sons built afterwards, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice that the Tanakhama says, Ein bechor notel pishnaim. A bechor does not take a double portion, b'shevach sheshavchu nechas machar mises avihen, in improvements which occurred in assets after the father's death. Rebbe says a bechor does take a double portion shevach which accrued on its own, but not in improvements which the orphans generated after their father's death. So when the owner of the delicious cookie dough shop passed away, his bechor couldn't take a double share in the new store the sons built afterwards, but did take double from the palm trees in the outdoor eating area, which had grown larger, which reminds us, Rapapa says, if the father left behind a small palm tree, which grew larger after the father's death, or araba asik sirton, land which accumulated sediment and became more fertile, all Tanaim agree that the Bechor receives a double portion of the benefit. The Rosh Mam explains that it's still the same tree or land, so even its improvement is considered possessed by the father. So when the owner of the delicious cookie dough shop passed away, his bechor couldn't take a double share in the new store the sons built afterwards, but did take double from the palm trees in the outdoor eating area, which had grown larger, as well as in the outstanding bills paid by old customers, which reminds us the Gemara discusses whether bechor takes a double portion in a loan payment or ribbis of a debt. Daf Kuf Chaf Hei, so the Simber Daf Kuf Chaf Hei is $1.25. So here goes. The Bechor received a double portion on the land collected for the loan, but not from the $1.25 collected for the loan. $1.25? That must be on Daf Kuf Chaf Hei. The Bechor received a double portion of the land collected for the loan, but not from the $1.25 collected for a loan, which reminds us, the previous Daf discussed whether Bechor receives a double portion of loan payments. Rabba said it depends on what was collected. If they collected land for the loan, the Bechor does have a double portion in it. But if they collected money, he does not have a double portion in it. Since the land was meshuba to the loan, it's considered muchzak, already possessed, as opposed to money. Rav Nachman says the opposite. If money was collected, the Bechor has a double portion because it is also money which was originally borrowed. If they collect land, he does not, since land was not lent and is a new possession. Rabbi explained ultimately that both he and Rav Nachman were merely explaining the opinion of the B'nai Marav, who held the Bechor receives double in a loan payment, but they themselves hold he never does. So the Bechor who received a double portion of the land collected for the loan, but not from the $1.25 collected for a loan, and said his property should go to his grandmother after he dies and after her death to his heirs, was shocked when his daughter's husband proudly proclaimed that the property would go to him if his wife died before her grandmother did, which reminds us, a man once said, Nixa l'safta u'basu l'yarsai, my property should go to my grandmother after I die, and after her death it should go to my heirs. This man had a married daughter who died before her grandmother, and after the grandmother died, the daughter's husband came to claim the property. Rav Huna said, when the man said the property should go to my heirs, it means even to the heirs of my heirs, and the husband, who inherits his wife, is entitled to the property. Rav Anan disagreed and said the phrase l'yarsai does not include the heirs of his heirs. So the Bechor received the double portion of the land collected for the loan, but not from the $1.25 collected for a loan, and said his property should go to his grandmother after he dies and after her death to his heirs, was shocked when his daughter's husband proudly proclaimed that the property would go to him if his wife died before her grandmother did. Since Kol Omer Acharecha, Kol Omer Makshiv Dami, which reminds us, the Gemara asks if Rav Huna holds that a husband does inherit Roi, why does he say the husband receives the property after the grandmother's death if his wife never possessed it during a lifetime? Melazer explained Rav Huna's reasoning. Kol Omer Acharecha, anyone who gives a gift saying, after you should go to someone else, Kol Omer Makshiv Dami, is like saying the second recipient acquires the gift from now. Daf Kuf Chavav, so the similar Daf Kuf Chavav is a cuckoo bird clock. So here goes. The Bechor who had protested his brothers improving the estate before dividing it, took the double portion in the improvements and decorated his cuckoo bird clock. Cuckoo bird clock? That must move on Daf Kuf Chavav. The Bechor who had protested his brothers improving the estate before dividing it, took the double portion in the improvements and decorated his cuckoo bird clock with the grapes they had cut, which reminds us, Rav Asi said, Bechor shemicho micho, a Bechor who protested his brothers improving the estate before dividing it, he has effectively protested and is entitled to a double portion in the improvements. Rava says this ruling is reasonable regarding grapes which they cut or olives which they harvested. Here his protest entitles him to a double portion in the harvested fruit, which is worth more after being harvested. So the Bechor who had protested his brothers improving the estate before dividing it, took the double portion in the improvements and decorated his cuckoo bird clock with the grapes they had cut, was so startled when the little bird called out, you're a cuckoo Bechor if you take a share in the field like an ordinary son, which reminds us, Rav Asi said, Bechor shenato chel kapashut biter, a Bechor who took a share in a field like an ordinary son, he has foregone his double portion. A Maraim debate the extent of this ruling. Rapapa quoted Rav as saying, Viter va'osa sada, he has forgone his double portion in that field only, but receives it in the rest of the estate. Rapapi quoted Rav as saying, Viter b'chon dechasim kuan, he has forgone his double portion in all the properties. So the Bechor who protested his brothers improving the estate before dividing it, took the double portion in the improvements and decorated his cuckoo bird clock with the grapes they had cut, was so startled when the little bird called out, you're a cuckoo Bechor if you take a share in the field like an ordinary son, that he declared that his Bechor would not take a double portion in his estate, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one says, Pony my Bechor will not take a double portion in my estate, or Pony, my son, will not inherit with his brothers. Lomar klum. He has said nothing, and his instructions are ignored. Shehisna amasha katsa b'tor, because he has stipulated against what is written in the Torah, which isn't effective. However, if he redistributes his property to his sons as gifts, increasing one share relative to another, or equating the Bechor with the others, the gift is effective. Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Chav Zayin is cookies. So here goes. The sad tumtum shenikra benimsa zachar eating cookies. That must mirror in Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. The sad tumtum shenikra benimsa zachar eating cookies to console himself for being excluded from five halachos, which reminds us the Gemara teaches five laws which exclude a tumtum shenikra benimsa zachar, a tumtum whose covering was torn off and he was found to be a male. For example, Enu Notel Pishnaim, he does not take a double portion of his father's property, even if he was the firstborn. So the sad Tumtum Shenikra Benimsa Zachar eating cookies to console himself for being excluded from five halachos, together with a disappointed Safek Bechor, who discovered he can't receive a double portion, which reminds us, a Brisa Darshan's Bechor blows Safek. The Pasuk says firstborn, teaching the double portion is not given to a Safek Bechor. This means to exclude from Rava's ruling, Shtei Nashim Shiyaldu Bei Zacharim B'machaveh, two wives of one man who gave birth in hiding, and is therefore unknown which is the Bechor. Kosvin Harsha Zelazet, they may write for each other a document empowering the other to collect on his behalf, to be able to collect the extra portion. So the sad Tumtum Shenikra Benimsa Zachar eating cookies to console himself for being excluded from five halachos, together with the disappointed Safek Bechor, who discovered he can't receive a double portion, was surprised when a father walked up to a friend of his sitting on their bench and announced, "This is my firstborn son," which reminds us, a Braisa darshens the word Yakir, he shall recognize his firstborn son, to teach Yakirenu Lachirim. He can identify him to others. From here, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Neman Adam Lomar Zebini Bechor," a person is believed to say, "This is my firstborn son," even when it was presumed otherwise. Similarly, he's also believed to identify his son as a Chalal. The Chachamim say he cannot identify his Bechor against presumption, nor disqualify his son. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do you mean that Rav Huna holds? Ko Omer Acharecha, Ko Omer Makshav Dami. That's on Daf Kuf Chaf Hei. Good. Number 2, which stuff do we discuss? What is the din when one says his wife should receive a share in his estate? That's on Daf Kuf Chaf Ches. Good. Number 3, which stuff do you mean that a double portion is not given to a Safek Bechor? That's on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 3, which stuff do we learn that a double portion is not given to a Safek Bechor? That's on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 4, which stuff do we learn that Eretz Yisrael was divided according to the Shvatim into 12 equal portions? That's on Daf Kuf Chav Beis. Good. Number 5, which stuff do you discuss what the din is when a borrower says he paid half of a loan in a shtar and witnesses testified he paid it fully? That's on Daf Kuf Chav Ches. Good. Number 6, which stuff do you learn all agree that a Bechor receives a double portion of a growing palm tree? That's on Daf Kuf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 7, which stuff are two differences given between a father's and mother's estates regarding the Bechor receiving a double portion and daughters being supported from the estate? That's on Daf Kuf Chav Beis. Good. Number 8, which stuff do you discuss giving testimony after becoming blind? That's on Daf Kuf Chav Ches. Good. Number 9, which of them that a father who stipulates to divide his inheritance differently than the Torah's laws has said nothing? That's on Daf Kuf Chav Vav. Good. Number 10, which of them the Bechor was returned through Rachel Snius in giving the Simanim to Leah? That's on Daf Kuf Chav Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.